Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I need you, Lord. crash on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
join the song of the angels and the 24 elders singing, "Holy is the Lord." Can you hear the sound of heaven like the sound of many waters? It's the sound of worship coming from the throne. There are cries of
singing, "Holy, holy."
Second verse, ruler of the nations.
The world is yet to see the full release.
prayer of your life today.
And let it go forth from here to the nations. To praise His presence in this place. As we gather to see Your face.
All right, declare it now. Let Your kingdom come.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Welcome to the second day of the new week. Yesterday was the first. Today is the second. I don't know about you, but I'm excited that he woke me up this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I praise him and I thank him, hallelujah. Wherever you are, just begin to bless his name. Praise his name. He deserves all the praises, the glory, the honor. Hallelujah. And I just want you to be assured, if you doubt it, be assured that Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify your name, Jesus. Your name, O God, is worthy of praise and glory and honor. Hallelujah. There is no one like you. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit who is leading us and guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. Holy Spirit, we love you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we praise you. Holy Spirit, we worship you. Take preeminence in this service. We surrender ourselves to you. We surrender this service to you. Have your way. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. And so, Holy Spirit, we adore you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Father, we just want to say thank you. If I had thousands and thousands and millions of tongues, it's not enough. We say thank you. We come to thy throne of grace and we ask for mercies. Your mercy are new every morning. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. For his mercy endureth forever. Oh, Father, your mercies are new every morning. Receive your mercy this morning in the name of Jesus and every second of our lives. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let your mercy reign in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us of things that we have done that are not pleasing to you. In the name of Jesus, forgive us of sins of omission and commission. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Teach us how to love and forgive as you love and forgive, O God. Teach us how to walk in your ways, how to do your will, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, help us to walk by faith and not by sight, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let us always rest assured that, as your word says, Lord, I am with you always, that you are always with us. And we thank you. We bless your name. We thank you, Jesus. We give you glory and honor. Thank you for each and everyone under the sound of my voice with their families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are listening right now and those that will listen at another time, we say thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. In the name of Jesus, we just give you all glory, all honor, all, we magnify your name. Hallelujah, we honor you, Jesus. Hallelujah, we praise you, Jesus. It's so good to give thanks unto the Lord and to bless and praise his holy name. Hallelujah, it's so good to be in the presence of the Lord. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not going to keep you long this morning. Hallelujah. I just want to get right into what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to us this morning. Decrease and Holy Spirit increase. Let the word come forth in the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 Kings 17, and turn your Bibles to the book of 1 Kings 17, and I'm just going to read from the first verse. Hallelujah. Amen. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, behold, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, "Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself, Brook Cherith, that is before Jordan." Before I even go further, I just want to say this. When a prophet releases an authentic word of God, I want you to just listen to this for a second. When a prophet, an authentic prophet of God, releases a word like Elijah did, there will be no dew, no rain. You see what happens? The Lord himself comes, because even though there's no dew or rain, God will still provide for that prophet and give that prophet divine instructions. That's when you know the prophet is authentic. Amen? That one of this is some of the, not when you know, but it's, that's how you know a prophet is authentic. Because as you see in the scripture, because of what was going on in Israel with Jezebel and King Ahab, this is what the prophet spoke because of the wickedness. He said, "There will be no dew nor rain these years, but according to the word of the prophet." Because when a prophet speaks, he speaks from the voice of God. And when he speaks from the voice of God, you see what God does. God takes him and says, "Get thee hence, turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook of Cherith that is before Jordan." So God gave instructions, further instructions to the prophet. "And it shall be that thou," verse 4, "shall drink of the brook I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." So God has already told the ravens to feed Elijah. I'm not even going to go into the ravens, whatever birds they are, but regardless, ravens are, they're like vultures, they're like dirty birds. But let me tell you something, sometimes your blessings will come from strange places. Amen, in the name of Jesus. And that is another sermon by itself, so I don't want to go into it. But sometimes we do not receive blessings when God will take the wealth of the wicked and release it to his children. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The ravens are dirty birds, but yet and still God commanded them to what? To feed his prophet. Oh, that's a sermon by itself. Let me let it go. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, but he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. Hallelujah. So he went by the brook that is before, he did everything God said. That's why it's good for us to be obedient and do what God says. Don't miss the dots and the I's, because then you will miss the blessings. And where is the river? The brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And you know if there's a brook, well, who feeds that brook? That's from the river Jordan. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And that is another sermon I could go on and on about the Jordan River feeding the brook Cherith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can take you deeper into this, but not this morning. The Jordan River, when the Joshua and the priesthood went through the Jordan, to that river, you remember what happened in the book of Joshua, that as the priest stepped in the water, went to the side, just like it did with the Red Sea, as the priest stepped in. So, but with the Ark of the Covenant, which means that when the Jordan River, when the Ark of the Covenant hit that river, the Ark of the Covenant is the presence of the Lord. What happens? That river, as much as you look at it, might look dirty and this, because I remember Naaman, God said to go for him to go in that river. He said it's dirty, but it looks dirty in the physical, but spiritually it's clean. Hallelujah. Because when the Ark of the Covenant went in the presence of the Lord, hallelujah, that river was holy unto the Lord. That's why Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River. There's a lot about the Jordan River, but I won't go into the deepness of it. But there was a brook. So you see what God sent him to a brook, Cherith, that is right before the Jordan River. So that Jordan River was feeding the brook, because that's how it happens when you look at the flow. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And you see who he's being fed by. He's fed by the ravens. The ravens brought bread and flesh in the morning, and he drank of the brook. So he was there, and he was being God provided for him while he was there. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried, because there had been no rain in the land. After a while, the brook dried, and it was because there was no rain. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, "Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to sustain thee." I'm going to stop right there. There's a season God will. We got to look at things from seasons. Elijah was sent there by Almighty God, the brook Cherith. The ravens were there feeding him, but the brook dried up. There are times when God put us into a place, and that the brook is dried up, we want to stay because we are complacent. When God shifts you, you still want to stay in that same old place because you're accustomed to that place and you like it. You're so used to it. It happens to everyone, because you feel you will be uncomfortable when he moves you to the next place, because human beings, we love our comfort level. But it seems God who carried you to that place the first time, he is the same God. You remember he said, "I have instructed a widow in Zarephath to feed you." But you see, God will not let you know what's in ahead of you. Amen. But he let Elijah know what is ahead. Sometimes he let us know. But sometimes we have doubt, and we want to stay by a brook that is dry. And when you stay by a dried up brook, this is what I'm getting to this morning, you will not have that peace, because you are at that dry, and no ravens are going to feed you anymore, because God commanded the ravens to feed you. If you stay there, no ravens coming to feed you in the morning, afternoon, night, and you're not going to drink because the brook is dry. And so you will be praying, and you will fast 40 days, 50 days, 120 days, and nothing will happen, because God has instructed you, get away from that. The season is over. When the season is over, you got to shift according to the word of God. You can't keep doing the same thing when God says shift. You can't say, "Oh, I did it last year this way, so this way, this year I'm going to do it this way." That's why you find churches and leadership having the same services over and over. If they had this year, they're going to have it next year. Instead of listening to what God is speaking, because it was a success and it was blessed, and they said, oh, God's going to do it again. But God will not, sometimes he doesn't do that. So that's why we have to seek God to find out what is his instructions. The instructions he gave for this year, for I am, will be different from next year. So I can bring the same stuff that from this year to next year unless he tells me to do it. And this is where we get into trouble, my sisters and brothers. We want to do it that way. And then the brook dries up and we don't have that peace. We are settled in our spirit. And then we look at for the devil. The devil did this. The devil did not do anything. Sometimes God himself will close that door. And you will never open a door or pry open a door when that door is closed, that season is over. You need to listen to God and move to where he wants to take you. To shift according, you got to shift according to what he says, not according to what you think your human mind, because you're comfortable. Oh, this job, I was getting $100,000, and God said, shift and go to another place. And you said, no, I'm used to making $100,000. I'm just giving an example. And because of how we are as humans, who am I speaking to this morning? God is calling us into a shifting season. A shifting season. And if you do not shift, if you do not have that peace, that's a surpasses of all understanding. Hallelujah. You will, all your soul will always be troubled because you have not heard from God, and you refuse, or you have heard from God, but you refuse to shift. If you, the seasons change, we got summer, we got winter, we got fall and springtime. In Africa, we got rainy, dry season, and the different season. God, as long as the earth, there will be seasons. If you're not going to shift, God says, okay, winter time, are you going to wear summer clothes? No. You can't wear summer clothes without no jacket. Oh, at first I can wear my summer clothes, but you better put a jacket on. And you better put on to be, otherwise you will get sick. And this is what is happening. We're not shifting when God says to shift, and we're not even dressed for the new season. Because God has to dress us for each season. You know, the seasons got colors. The seasons got fragrance. You got to be able to discern when God says shift. Now, you're not going to wear your winter coat in summertime. You will look crazy with a winter coat, boots, hats. In the summertime, 90-degree weather, the season shift, God will dress you different for that summer season, for the fall season. Even the colors are different. People always think they got these ideas from man. No, these ideas come. Look at the trees. Look at the colors of the fall season. Look at wintertime. Look at springtime. Look at summer. The colors are different. The fragrances are different. Springtime, there's a different freshness from the rains, from different things. If it's raining in the springtime, what are you going to wear? You need your umbrella. You need your rain apparel. You can't keep yourself exposed. You got to wear. So when the season shifts, you got to be dressed for that new season. And dress according to God, not according to you. Because if you dress according to yourself, you will fail. The brook dry. Some marriages are long time finished. And the husband or wife will look for so many different reasons, and it's finished. And instead of saying, everybody pray and move on, they stay. And it get miserable. Some women stay until the man kills them, murder them. God didn't mean for it to be like that, but because of the hearts of human beings, that's what happens. Oh, God said, God do not like divorces, but he allowed Moses to grant divorces. He's not going to let a woman stay in an abused place, a man beating her up, treating her like dirt. And the season that she stays there, and then she died, and everybody feels no wisdom. You better use wisdom for the new seasons. She better get away from there. Everybody telling her to leave and she's still there. That man will end up killing her. Because it's shifted. What am I saying to you? If you don't shift, when God has called you to shift into this season, when he has prepared and you're not shifting, if you're not shifting, you will even be dressed. Guess what? What will happen? You will not have that peace. It could even lead to your physical death. Your physical death. But more importantly, your spiritual death. Because you were not obedient. I remember, anyway, let me let it go. I'll say this because it's only I am people on the radio because I can see who's on. I remember Apostle Cynthia had given some instructions to somebody on the prayer line what to do, what type of tea to buy, what the Lord said for this particular person to do. They never followed up. If anything God said to do. I remember I gave instructions too. They never follow up. God sometimes he speaks to his prophet though, so that his children can be saved and blessed. Oh, God meant it to be. God might not have meant things to be that way, but because of our rebelliousness, we get into an early grave. Because we are rebellious. We are rebellious. Oh, I don't know where the tea is, but you can order everything from Amazon, but you can't look on Amazon to find that tea. You can't exercise. You refuse to do this. Your stubbornness leads to early grave. We got to be careful. Early grave. Oh, God, please help. Yeah, but God said, this is the time, the grace I had given you, a grace period. And you will hear the prophet keep coming back and saying the same thing. Keep coming back, and that grace period is there. When that grace period, that particular period is over, because God gave us chances, stop. And you didn't shift, and you didn't do what he asked you to do. You can get into an early, early grave, sickness, death. You got to be able to discern. If you don't shift, when you shift according to God's will, there is life. If you don't shift, there is death, spiritual and physical death. Because you refuse to listen to what the word of God said. If Elijah, as he was a mighty man of God, if he had not left that and gone to the widow of Zarephath, he would have died. If Elijah did not shift and just stay where the brook had dried, no ravens would bring him food, he would have died there. If he did not shift by listening to Almighty God. I'm just saying, you got to shift. Seasons change. You can't be in one season and God have called you to another season. He provides for you in that particular season that you, when he tell you to shift, there's provision for your shifting. When he told Abraham, move from your father's house, shift. There was provision. Shift. Father, I thank you this morning. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord. Forgive us for some of our stubborn ways. Have mercy upon us. Lord, let us listen to what you say so that we can receive that peace that surpasses all understanding in the midst of the storm. It will still have peace. We bless you and we thank you. Let me stop right there. The Lord said some of you are not shifting because of pride. Pride. Don't let your pride bring you down. Shift. Give us that peace, oh God, that comes with the shifting, the provision that comes with the shifting. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I told you I want to keep you long this morning. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. Shift, 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 shift. Hallelujah. Please, I administer shift so you can receive. Please, don't be stubborn. Shift. He will provide for you. Shift. Hallelujah. I love you with the love of Christ. Have a blessed, wonderful, marvelous week in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to be texting everybody. We're going to be doing some shifting so I can do some teachings. Soon start Monday mornings like we used to do before. God is shifting because I want to do some teaching to help you to shift. Amen? In the name of Jesus. So I'll start texting you so we can get on to some teachings concerning this shifting. Amen? In the name of Jesus. That's how much God loves you. Hallelujah. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. We love you. Thank you.